The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
And that's right, yeah. Just lay down on the couch over there. I take care of everything. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. That didn't sound right. 5563. Again, it is always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let's jump right, you know, should I do this one now? I don't know why I'm asking you. It's not like you can answer me. Tim Donnelly is going to join us in the half of the first break. And we're going to discuss his candidacy here in California. He is definitely a Tea Party sweetheart. And was a state legislator for quite some time. And then he got termed out and moved on. And he ran for governor. And now he's running for Congress. And we'll see what he has to say about that. Now, listen, if you love the way things are going in this country, if you love the way your health care is and all of that, then you know what? Don't even listen. Okay, don't even pay attention to what I'm about to say because, hey, you're happy. But if you miss the health care deadline, you don't have any kind of health care whatsoever, don't worry about it. My friends over at Liberty Health Share, they have the answer. Now, Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. Any time of the year. You don't have to wait for that one particular time. If you've already enrolled, but you just don't like the plan, that piece of garbage pile that they put together for you, you still have options. Now, Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. I love control. I'm a control freak. I want control. Americans can manage, direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty. I can't afford it, but hey, you know, you give me a penalty anyway for not getting health care. Then I can't afford it. Now, Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance. Even that doesn't make any sense, right? Liberty HealthShare plans allow their members the ability to choose for real, with no period, any doctor or any hospital across the nation. Yeah. Let me read that again. That wasn't a misread. It wasn't a misspeak, nor was it a lie. Period. Liberty HealthShare plans allow their members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Your choice, you choose. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families. Keep fight a lot of this. I know some of you think the dog is a family member. Insurance doesn't. They offer a variety of options best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, you want to contact... Look, it's a free phone call. It starts off free. 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. You can visit libertyhealthshare.org. Get your information. Then pick up the phone, call them, and find out for real what it's going to take to get a policy... a program that you can deal with. Anyway, we'll get back somebody sent me this, and I went, this can't be a real story. Okay? It just can't be. But apparently, in Denver, there's a Christian school that insists on dropping the Crusaders mascot, but not due to political correctness. Now, Denver Christian School is changing its Crusader mascot because some people think it's offensive to Muslims. Let me read that again because I know you're not going to believe this. A Christian school is changing the Crusader mascot because it may be offensive to Muslims. In our mission, in light of the command to love our neighbors, the Crusader was an inconsistent, inappropriate symbol for the mission. I love these guys who pull, you know, verbiage. They don't even pull a full sentence out of Scripture. What else are they not living by? But they don't even pull a full sentence out of Scripture and then try to expound on it. That was the Denver Christian School CEO, Todd Lanting. After using the Crusaders mascot for 65 years of the school's 100-year history, officials in November began to solicit ideas for a new symbol and have since narrowed it down to two possibilities. Thunder and Trailblazers, because nothing says Christian like Thunder or Trailblazers, does it? The problem with the old name is that a lot of people were concerned about the association with the Crusaders, a series of wars between Christians and Muslims. You notice how they do that? The first series of wars were between Muslims and Christians. This is why I'm so afraid if history's not taught appropriately, we're going to forget these things. The Muslims started the Crusades. The Muslims started the killings, not the Christians. Doesn't make it right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying, let's put it in perspective. Let's put it in order. How's that? Lanting insists the change is not an effort to align with political correctness. Yes, it is. It has nothing to do with political correctness. Yes, it does, he said. It's got everything to do with love and empathy for our neighbors. Bullpuckies. You can love and have empathy. So what? They don't want to, listen, you can't say Jesus' name anymore. It makes them feel bad. So what do you do with that? You not say Jesus anymore? Then what makes you Christian? I had this argument with somebody today. What a segue. Oh, too late. But this fellow tried to tell me that he was a Christian. I said, how do you know you're a Christian? Because I follow the teachings of Christ. Oh, so you believe the Bible? No, I don't. Well, how do you follow Christ if you don't believe the Bible? Because the only place that talks about Jesus Christ, the only place that talks about following Christ is in the Bible. Somebody's on drugs here, and it ain't me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Back with Tim Donnelly right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You are listening to The Real Side on GSN Live. You know, I always get a kick out of and somebody just, actually, my wife just sent me this. This is great. We were doing a story about why the Crusaders, or the Crusader, mascot had to be dropped from a school. But was it because they were, God, I can't stand it. It wasn't because they were being politically correct. It was because it made Muslims feel bad. It's a Christian school. It depicts Christian history, but it made the Muslims feel bad. I keep saying it because I'm confused by it. It's a Christian school. My Jesus said that they were going to hate us for his sake. Not everybody's into Jesus. I got news for you. Matter of fact, some people really don't like Jesus. You know, we did a story. I'm going to go back to that Crusader story in a second. I got to get this one off my chest, though. And we did a story last week about the art piece, which was a dartboard with Jesus on the dartboard. you know, crucifixion type of Jesus up there. Okay? And on the dartboard, they put the darts in his hands, in his side, and in his feet to impale him like he would have been on the cross. But it's art, so I can't complain about it. Can you imagine if this was Muhammad? Right? What hate crimes would I have been brought up on? If I did this with a picture of Muhammad, a statue of Muhammad. Now, they recently, Rutgers recently removed it from its library. And it showcased, like I said, it showcased a small statue of Jesus affixed to a dartboard that included darts impaling his hands, feet. The Jesus dartboard was part of a larger exhibit of thought-provoking pieces hung around the campus library. Its removal came after students' Facebook post calling it disrespectful. It went viral last Thursday and prompted others to voice concern. This is currently displayed in the art library on College Ave, the student posted. It is surprising that a state university would allow this. I asked them to take it down. I found it disrespectful. They refused, of course. You know, no, really. It's okay to poke at Christians because, you know, we don't do nasty things to people. Well, we may use some nasty words, but that's about it. One reviewer said, whatever separation of church and state, but a real argument can also be made. The artist is also religious and is trying to describe how Jesus was treated during his life. And despite the daggers, darts he experienced, such as being lied to, being disrespected, and so on, and he died for us, art can be interpreted in so many ways. This may not even be a negative portrayal of Jesus. This is silly. Another one argued that, as an Orthodox Christian, this has just made me cringe. Where is the art in this? Please explain. If you see art, you're either blind or have no taste in art. Or just a hater on religion who uses this as a pathetic excuse to attack religion. Grow up and learn respect of other people's religious beliefs. I'm willing to protest this until it's taken down. You know, again, in New York, they had an art exhibit with Jesus on a crucifix upside down in a bottle of urine. I don't know what the art was. Shock value? But again, think about this. If it was Muhammad that we put in a bottle filled with urine, would I go to jail for hate crime? Campus officials removed the exhibit the day after the student's post went viral. They didn't want any controversy. The artwork in question was removed from the exhibit because it did not meet Rutgers University Library policy, which requires art exhibits and their pieces to be based on university events, curricular offerings, and topics of interest to the university community. Not that it was just disgusting. Not that it wasn't really art. Not that it wasn't slamming my lord. My religious figure, if you would. You wonder why we get crazy. Yeah, but we don't kill anybody over it. Back to the Christian school that insists that dropping Crusaders mascot is not due to... That's a line of malarkey, to use another famous Joe's term. I don't even know... I don't why they would do this. They're afraid to make... Is it Muslims or other groups? Yeah, we're to live with all men peaceably as a Christian. Where we can. And if it means giving up our history or what, do we take down crucifixes because it makes our crosses off the walls for certain individuals because it makes them feel bad? No. Do we not use, you know, I can't tell you how many times somebody said to me, I don't want you to use the name of Jesus in a prayer because we have Jews in the room. I go, well, that's me. I said, I'm praying in the name of Jesus. They don't have to. You at a Christian event. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus because we sure aren't going to pray in the name of Buddha, are we? Now, 300 folks have joined the Facebook page calling for the school to keep the Crusaders name. Clearly, they disagree. And numerous people sounded off at KUSA's Facebook page. They're also venting their frustrations about the name change. I mean, again, Thunder? Our new mascot's going to be... I never thought a mascot could be Thunder. Quite interesting to me. Anyhow, now I'll finish up the story later on. I've got, I believe, I hope, I think, I have Tim Donnelly on the line with me, and Tim is a candidate for the for Congress here in the state of California, a Republican running for Congress. Boy, he's got a spine, let me tell you. Tim, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Joe, it's great to be on with you.
Thank you. So talk to me. One of the things I constantly talk about is here in California, how can Republicans still take these seats easily? I mean, this state is really becoming a problem for Republicans, conservatives, and especially Tea Party conservatives, because I don't consider Republicans conservatives anymore. But go ahead.
Well, that's really the issue, Joe. We have someone who is a Republican in the seat, but he's not a conservative. He doesn't vote like one. He forgot to vote like a Republican, and that's the whole issue. I mean, he voted for this $1.1 trillion omnibus bill that contained full funding for Obamacare, sanctuary cities, Planned Parenthood, and then it funds 300,000 visas, including a lot of Syrian refugees and immigrants from the Middle East. And that's way too many than we could possibly vet in a year, especially when our vetting system allowed Tafsin Malik in, and she killed one of my neighbors, who was a 37-year-old father of six. So that's when I got in the race. This became very personal.
Wow. Wow. And it's not a good thing that somebody got killed. I mean, it's a good thing that you're paying attention to what's going on. You're willing to step up and do something about it. A lot of people aren't. They feel like they can't do anything about it. But Tim, look at, again, we took the Senate, we took the Congress, and we still have done nothing. And I'd like to say to my credit, I wrote that when we won. I said, unless we change leadership, unless we do something different, nothing changes. And if you can hear that, that's the sounder. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Tim Donnelly, candidate for Congress in the state of California, will be with us in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. And you're listening to The Real Side. Oh, I'm feeling the years. I know, it's reeling in the years. Get over it. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, what's going on in the chat room. Let me get back to my guest, though, because I don't want to waste his time. And he's got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to talk about. Tim Donnelly joins me right now, and always a pleasure to have him on with me. He's running for the 8th Congressional District here in California. And, Tim, thanks for being with me this evening.
It's a real pleasure.
All right, so let's get back to, you know, I'm not disenchanted, but you know, when it comes to Republicans in Congress, when it comes to Republicans as a whole in the Senate and Congress, what do we need to do to actually get them to pay attention to us, the average voter, their constituents?
We need to primary them.
Okay.
It's the only thing that works. The only thing they fear is losing their job. Look, once they get there, they just become part of the political establishment. There's only one political establishment. And we, the people, are left behind. You know who owns your congressman? There was some special on 60 Minutes. They're spending 4 hours a day calling special interests, lobbyists, and big donors in order to keep their jobs. They only spend 2 hours a day having anything to do with constituents. And most of that is not personal. Most of that is actually their staff. But, Joe, you know how politics works. And right now, a lot of people are wondering, what was the point of having Republicans be in the majority if Republicans will not defund Obamacare, Republicans have not defunded Planned Parenthood, Republicans have not cut off the money for Obama's executive amnesty, and if they can't even keep 300,000 potential terrorists out of the country after San Bernardino, what, to quote Hillary Clinton, what difference do they make?
Well, it's almost like there's a fear that comes over them when they get there, you know, and they end up following the wrong people. Look at you've got Ryan in as our Speaker of the House who made it look like he really didn't want the job, but you know, Tim, in watching how we're working now, I almost see him as the initial first step to a new progressive, and I don't mean that in a good way, but a new progressive Republican Party. You think I'm off?
No, not at all. And Paul Crook, the guy I'm running against, and all the establishment Republicans gave Paul Ryan a standing ovation. They gave Ryan a standing ovation for that budget, that $1.1 trillion budget. when I talk to people on their porches, and that's literally where I am. I'm sitting in a car because I'm walking precincts with six people in the city of Ukiah right now, and people are venting. We're spending 15 minutes on porches because they're so ticked off when they find this out.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question. I'm going to go to the national here with Trump. The we're being told by the Republican establishment that if Trump wins the nomination, he's going to hurt Republicans as a whole. Guys like you are never going to be able to grab a seat. We'll end up losing the Senate and the Congress, and this is more fear mongering from the old power mongers here in our party, is it not? Or what do you think?
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. Look at the California governor's race in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
They said the same thing. So what did they do? They put a Democrat up. They financed a Democrat, the same exact people attacking Trump. You had Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, and the gang, and they went after me. I happened to be the candidate. They took me out. I was at 20% in the polls just from word of mouth. I was bringing all kinds of new people into the Republican Party. Sound familiar? Exactly what Trump is doing. And in the end, you know who hurts the Republican Party? The Republican establishment.
Oh, yeah.
The people who think they know best rather than just trusting the people. And out here on people's porches, we just put a sign up at a lady's house who's a Democrat. And she's voting for Donald Trump. And I had to tell her, look, the Republican Party doesn't want you to vote for Donald Trump. You've got to re-register as a Republican, and you only have till May 23rd to do it. So she's online right now re-registering.
Wow.
But what is that, Joe? Don't look now, but Trump is growing the Republican Party. And why are the Republican establishment elitists so offended by that?
Oh, because he won't do what they say. He's not going to become part of their team, if you would. You know, he's going to bring some changes that they're just not going to like. But, Jim, a guy like you, you know, looking at a Trump, I mean, he really doesn't fit the quote-unquote conservative Tea Party mold. How do you rectify that with yourself?
Well, I'm not endorsing Trump. I'm just telling you the truth about him.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is not a conservative.
Right.
He's conservative on a few issues. But what he has done and what Republicans should be grateful to him for is two things. He actually stood in there and told the truth about illegal immigration.
Right.
He told the truth. He elevated those who have been victims above those who are the victimizers. And then in payment, the media called him Hitler. They called him a Nazi. They called him every name in the book. People tried to take his business away. And he said, to hell with you. I really don't care. And he did America a service by killing political correctness in that moment. And when he stood firm, and the day he was asked a question by a reporter, I forget which little reporter that was thought she was being clever. He said, that's a stupid question. Ask me another one.
I thought that was great. Listen, if he wasn't in this race, I don't care whether you like him or don't like him, you know, for my listeners, if he wasn't in this race, you would not be talking about illegal immigration the way you are. You would not be talking about putting up a fence at the border. You would not be talking about, you know, all these issues that they normally let each other pass on. They kind of give a little soft, spongy answer, and then they move on from there. And I think you're right. When you see two candidates, go ahead.
But Joe, that's intentional.
Sure.
That is intentional. The reason the Republicans don't like me, even though I'm probably the most conservative Republican, arguably, in the state of California, is because I actually keep my promises, my campaign promises. I continue the rhetoric, quote unquote, on the floor of the assembly, on the floor of the Congress, wherever it is, because that's what you sent me there to do. And they all become part of the establishment, and now it's time for lobbyists, it's time for parties, it's time for cigars and hanging out with the other party and becoming buddies and figuring out who's going to get the best lobbyist job when term limits kick you out of office.
No kidding. I love to see what happens when they go up there and how quickly they change. And they say it's because they can't get anything done unless they join certain groups or do things a certain way. And I'm thinking, so when does the change come? How do you make the change happen if you go up there to make a change and you fall right into everybody else? You've got to go up there with a strong group of people.
That's right. And you've got to stay true to those people. And then you've got to grow that group. So instead of hanging out with the lobbyists, what I did when I got to Sacramento, and this was part of a deliberate plan, is I went out to tea parties, civic groups, and churches, and I spoke everywhere and anywhere I could within 3 hours of the Capitol, and began to gain a following and grow a movement, not about Tim Donnelly, but about actually taking back our power, our seat at the table, and holding our government accountable. And that means that from the inside, I would send messages out on Facebook. I would communicate every vote, every time I voted no, and the few times I voted yes, so that the people knew what was happening inside that building. If you're part of the establishment, their job is to cover it all up so you can continue to party and have fun. And at that point, why do you need the constituents? Because you have mega monolithic special interests that you do their bidding. They will literally finance and run your campaign. You can sit at the golf course smoking a stogie, and they will pay an army of young people to walk for you. They will send tons of literature. They will run radio ads, TV ads, and it works. What I'm doing, I'm on people's porches. And you know what's funny? They don't know who their congressman is.
Oh,
they've never met him. They don't know him. They've got no connection to him. And I am stealing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes every day from him in his own city where he thought he was secure.
Well, and that's they get cocky, they get complacent. I mean, you know, I don't want to bring up their names, but you know the race that we came against, a very powerful congressman down here, and they got Boehner and Ryan behind the guy. They raised $3.5 million to our $600,000, and the bottom line was they were entitled to that seat. The outgoing congressman thought he had a right to appoint that seat, but it was grassroots. It was getting in people's, I don't mean this in a negative way, but getting in people's faces that made the real changes, made a real difference.
I endorsed your current congressman there. So, it created a big brouhaha. But in the end, it was conservatives and Americans that literally put that man in office.
Hang with me one more break. I want you to tell the California people what you're going to do for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Candidate Tim Donnelly with me on the air. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
We are back. You're listening to The Real. So, you know, I got, you know, sausage fingers. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Don't always hit the button right the first time. I am Joe Bacita, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate it. If you want to know stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, hit the stations. You know, when you go to the listen live button, you can see all the stations, times, and that kind of stuff. And you want to, and if it's not in your area, you call the station, tell them they need to take it. You tell them they need to hear the show up there. I'm telling you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Tim Donnelly joins me right now, and he is a candidate for the 8th Congressional District in California running against Republican incumbent Paul Cook of Yucaipa Valley. And, Tim, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so tell me, sell me, and I don't mean that in a negative way, how are you going to go in the midst of these loons, and you're going to make a difference? You're going to make a change?
Well, I was fairly successful in Sacramento with some leftist loons, and now we have a bunch of establishment ones who are actually Republicans. Look, the bottom line is you embarrass them. You hold them to account. Why haven't we repealed Obamacare? That's going to be one of my number one priorities. Number two, why do we still have an IRS to harass us and try to force us at gunpoint to comply? When we don't need 100,000 people to do what a credit card company does with a computer system. It doesn't make any sense. And can you imagine the productivity that would be unleashed if you didn't have to spend...
No.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a curse word.
Well, when you talk about government and productivity, I think that's a swear word. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about in the private sector. When you unleash the chains of the IRS, imagine, it'll unleash human capital, it'll unleash real capital, create jobs, opportunity.
Oh, sure.
And government will benefit, but the purpose is, and the purpose of everything, should be to literally increase our freedom and defend and protect our natural rights. And the byproduct of that is often economic productivity and prosperity for everybody. Another thing, why don't we actually do real immigration reform? Why is it such a pain for good people who want to bring capital into this country to get here? We have all these quotas. And everything only benefits the 1965 Immigration Reform Act that was, I believe, a byproduct of Ted Kennedy, if you can imagine, that has family reunification as the primary goal. Well, maybe we ought to make the primary goal of actual immigration something that serves the interests of the people of the United States and the economic security and other interests of this country. And if we did that, We'd be bringing in a lot more people who right now are left out because they just don't have a family member here.
Yeah, I'm when they talk about broken immigration, here's the difference, though. When a Republican talks broken immigration, they have a whole different meaning than when a Democrat says it. Yeah, I am for legal immigration, but I'm also for getting our people back to work first. I think these phony numbers about how many people have gone back to work, what do they say, our unemployment rate is at 4.8%, what a crock that is. Most of those jobs that have been created in the last couple of years are part-time jobs. People are still hurting, and our economy is very fragile. And then you've got our Republicans passing, trillion-dollar deficits. In essence, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and look, we need to get rid of this HB-1 visa program. I'm sorry. Why are we bringing in all these foreigners to work at slave labor rates, replacing Americans who were making higher wages and who were paying good taxes and who had productive jobs? I don't understand that. I mean, can you imagine if we said in Washington, D.C., instead of the person that was elected to the post, we're going to bring in somebody else who will work for half the price? They would shut down that visa program heartbeat because it threatens them. And it threatens their job. But when it threatens the job of IT workers at Edison, when it threatens the job of all those workers at Disney and all these other Americans that have paid their taxes, minded their own business, and ignored government for the most part, that was their mistake. Because the government has grown to only service its own needs and feather its own nest.
Oh, yeah.
And there's virtually no difference between Republicans and Democrats once they become part of that entrenched establishment.
You know, Tim, I've also, instead of doing I don't know if it's 99 weeks still, but instead of doing a 99-week unemployment plan, why not have people go back to local community colleges, be retrained in areas where we're needed? You know, you talk about the H-1 visa. The reason we even have that program is because it's supposed to have it's supposed to cover people where we don't have the expertise in this country. We allow them to come in and work in those areas. Why aren't we retraining them? Why aren't we using our our community college systems and what have you to retrain these people? Is it against the law? Does it make too much sense?
No, because they don't care about the people they just displaced. They can care less. And the bottom line is that the whole thing is a lie. It's a fraud and it's a hoax. The people they're bringing in don't possess skills that the people who are doing the jobs didn't possess. They just possess an attitude and a willingness to work for half the price. Yeah. And when you have somebody that bribes, legally bribes a congressman, well, that's a very powerful thing. And of course, what are you going to do?
The congressional system is, and same thing with the assembly system here, is crazy. You run every 2 years, which means 1 year you're trying to get some legislation done, while the next year, you're raising money, you're out of your, you're just not doing your job. It's almost like you work really hard for a year towards legislation, and then you got to raise money and all that. Now, you've got an upside here, though. The area that you're in now, didn't some of that area cover your assembly district?
almost 70% of the people that are in this district, in the 8th Congressional District, have had an opportunity to vote for me at least once. And every time I've stood for election in this region, I've won. 100% of the time. And I'm working, Joe, I'm working as if I have no chance. I'm working as if nobody knows me. But you know what's happening? I have people chasing me down the street, and it doesn't matter if it's a Republican precinct or a Democrat precinct. They've listened to me on radio, just like you. And they treat me like a celebrity. They want pictures. They Facebook it. The campaign is exploding. And it's funny because there is a different way to do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there. I think that's why Trump is doing so well too. Is that he's talking to the people. He's letting them know he understands what they're going through. He's letting them know what he's going to do to fix something. And again, people don't like the tone in his voice. But I think the time for being nice. I think the time for couching something a certain way is gone. Build the wall. Stop the flow of these refugees. I don't know if you just heard the numbers, but. We've got a flow coming over the borders. We're not hearing about it because the news cameras aren't being turned on it. It's higher than it was in 2012. We can't keep this up.
No, it's sheer insanity, and it's suicide.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're almost out of time. Tell people how they can help you, not just vote for you, because, yes, you need their vote, but you also need money when you're running against the establishment. Tell them how they can help you.
I'll pay for them.
You know?
DonnellyForCongress.com. It's DonnellyForCongress.com. And I need small donations. I need people willing to phone bank. I need people willing to drive over and walk door to door for a couple of hours on a weekend. And they can reach us at DonnellyForCongress.com.
Okay, we're going to put up your information on the website. Tim, good luck. I mean that sincerely. I can't stand the establishment. They're not doing anything for us. Hopefully you can shake it up a bit. Thanks for being on with me tonight.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Now, listen, you know, even if you're not in the state of California, okay, even if you're in another state listening to the show, but you're one of those that wants to make a change, you want to see something happen, that doesn't mean you can't give to a candidate outside your state. If you, and you know, I know it doesn't sound like much, but $5, $10, it goes a long way. It's a big deal. So if you like a candidate like Donnelly, check into him first. Don't just go doing something because I tell you to. Don't listen to me. I'm a fool. Head over to his website. Check him out. See what he has to say. Google him. Find out what he's done in the past. If he's your kind of guy, then give him whatever you think you ought to give him. $5, $10, $25. If you mean you can skip a lunch, give him $40. And he's willing to go fight. We don't have many left. That will, you know, they nod, they smile, they say yes. But, you know, he shook up the California Assembly a bit. But, again, check out these people. Make sure they fit or think like you do or will go after the things that you want them to go after. And he's right when he says, you know, we've got a lot of control. We've defunded nothing. Forget the titles. In essence, we've defunded nothing. Are you with me here? Right, and I don't agree with him. I'm not going to get an open debate with him on the air, but I don't agree with him with defunding Obamacare. I don't think you could do it in one fell swoop. We have tried, what are we up to, 61 times now to repeal Obamacare? Defund bits and pieces of it. Do it the right way. Look, I'm not even up there, and I can tell you, It's for them to make one fell sweep, it's not going to change anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Now, Michael Hausman is going to join me early. And the reason is, he is not a Trump fan. He is a Cruz fan. And we go round and round all the time about Mr. Trump. Well, Mr. Trump took 5 states tonight. Let's see how that sticks in Mr. Hausman's craw. He'll be up in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.